It's first period at Jefferson High School. Students in this honors English class are getting a taste of the big screen. They're being shown film clips to compare the character Frankenstein to modern creations with unintended consequences. Sophomore Juliana Solis's eyes are glued to the action flick on the screen. For Solis and her classmates, this year has been quite a ride. They've gone from the traditional learning setting to one that blends career-themed courses with standard high school subjects. Jefferson is the first Rockford High School to fully implement the program. Solis says it took a while to notice the impact.
At the beginning of the year, I didn't really see much, you know, difference from last year. But now since the year has gone by, I feel like it has shown more of an improvement with the academies.
Solis, who wants a career in law enforcement, says the turning point for her came when students took field trips this spring. It allowed them to get a taste of the career they hope to enter.
And being able to go to the jails that they have here in Rockford in the coroner's office and getting us like a hands-on look onto what we could actually pursue here in our city.
Solis says she always envisioned her career path taking her to Chicago, but she says it's nice to know there might be opportunities locally. That's one thing program creators are hoping for, that more students will learn job skills which could match them up with local companies once they complete their education, at whatever level that might be. Senior Gerardo Castillo has received some good news since we last caught up with him. He's been accepted into Harvard. Castillo, who plans to work in the medical field, says he doesn't think the career academies would have altered his path, especially since he only got 1 year of experience in this setting. But like Solis, he says he loved the idea of going out and learning about some of the things he might end up working on in his professional life.
We got to go to NIU, and then we got to go into the cadaver lab there and just, like, see how, like, just what cadavers are and just not really, I don't want to say play with them, but we got to just look at them in a scientific aspect.
Although these two students have made it clear what they want to do with their lives, they say the Jefferson program did get them thinking more about other careers. Even though there are limitations on switching in and out of career classes, supporters say opening a student's eyes to other possibilities is part of the process.
For those of you I don't know, my name is Mrs. Gustafson, and I'm in charge of college.
On the other side of campus, career and readiness coach Judy Gustafson is welcoming juniors to a presentation on the do's and don'ts for job interviews. Gustafson says administrators will be looking at ways to enhance the program in year two. That includes making teachers feel more comfortable.
If you've taught as I have for many, many years, and you think you kind of got this down, and then somebody comes in and says, yeah, but we're going to transform teaching and learning. That's kind of scary.
Gustafson acknowledges that some teachers have shown some resistance to the new approach. She says that's why they're moving at a pace that allows them to make necessary adjustments along the way. Next year, the other Rockford Public High Schools will go wall-to-wall with Career Academy programs. Gerardo Castillo has advice for those other students on what they can expect.
At first, they probably won't like it, just because there'll be somewhat of a separation. But then eventually, you just get used to it. You will still see your friends, no matter which academy they're in. It won't really change much, but it will change your career focus.
Translation, they'll be getting a jump start on their professional life sooner than they think. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.